Now it's a great pleasure to introduce Simone Meester to you. She's a PhD student, but already an experienced Spark project leader in her second year. And she has developed an exciting technology platform that can have a broader impact on protein-based drugs. And Simone comes from Inga Santi's lab that seems to be a very, very good incubator for young entrepreneurs. And we also see companies like Nextera, Vaccibody, which come from this lab, really bringing very exciting projects forward. Simone, pleasure to have you here.
"40% of us will be diagnosed with cancer at some point during our lifetime, which means that almost 200 people in this room will get cancer. Years of research has led to numerous cancer drugs on the market, and one such class of drugs is called antibodies. The use of therapeutic antibodies have revolutionized the treatment of a range of diseases, including cancer. Antibodies are blockbusters and currently the fastest growing class of therapeutics. It is expected that the worldwide sales of antibodies will reach approximately $220 billion per year by 2023. In the body, antibodies protect us against infections. We have 5 different kinds, and they work in slightly different ways. Outside the body, antibodies can be produced in production plants, and they can be designed to kill cancer efficiently. While current therapeutic antibodies are built on IgG, new research points at IgA as an attractive alternative, as it recruits certain immune cells that are numerous and very efficient killers. However, as it stands today, IgA will not reach the market as an anti-cancer drug. And why is it so? IgG is chosen because it stays in the blood for a very long time after injection, while IgA is removed fast. It is therefore an unmet need for strategies to extend the duration time of IgA in the body. And we believe that we have found the solution. The solution is based on a unique molecule that we have designed to circulate in the body for a very long time. This unique molecule can be added on to IgA, resulting in a new antibody format with prolonged duration time in the body. And importantly, we have also shown that this new antibody format has the capacity to kill cancer cells. These encouraging data strongly motivate us. And to be able to take this further, the SPAR program is crucial, as it gives us a unique opportunity to translate our technology towards commercialization. I work with an excellent team consisting of a robust research lab, international collaborators with expertise on IgA, and we also have industry involved. The next step is to perform preclinical studies using relevant disease models. But to do so, we are currently breeding new mice strains that are needed. These mice will be crucial for our preclinical studies and give the opportunity to explore IgA as a therapeutic molecule. We strongly believe that our technology can make a difference and benefit patients in the future.
Also for sticking so well to the time. So now we have maybe time for 1.5 questions, Ben.
Thank you very much for the presentation. One question I had regarding, you know, your molecule that's attached to the antibody. Have you already shown that you can then attach a therapeutic to that, that new molecule?
So the molecule is genetically fused to IgA, and as such, provided with a long circulation time in the body.
And I guess the ultimate goal is to then attach that to a therapeutic drug that will then stay longer in the body as well, right?
No, so as the project is now, the goal is to use IgA as the therapeutic molecule instead of IgG, because it recruits different immune cells and it will activate the immune system in a different way than current antibodies
do.
Yeah.
And just one additional question regarding the testing that you'll be now doing. This is the next stage of your development, and what are the ultimate goals of your experiments that you have upcoming?
Yeah, so it have already been performed studies on IgA itself, but it's cleared very fast. So you have to inject every day to the mice, whereas IgG you can inject not so often. So the ultimate goal is to be able to see the reduction in the tumor as a consequence of the long half-life, so you can inject it as, not so often.
Less frequently.
Yeah, less frequently, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So that's the ultimate goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone, and hopefully when there's more input from Roche as a really experienced company also with protein therapeutics, we are very happy to take that up in Spark.